I rate musicals very high.
Yeah, I'm not comparing myself to you in musical judgment. I haven't seen half as many as you, I would guess. But like now, of course, who cares? We're grown men. Like, love Moulin Rouge. Yeah. I'd watch it again. But back then, when you're 15, 16, you're like, don't tell anybody we watched this movie.
Oh, right.
Don't tell anybody I cried.
Right. We're growing up now. Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that could not possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared. We're the experts in music or videos.
Nice. You matched my tone. Finally.
I thought it was completely different. We don't. One of us doesn't understand tone. And I will admit, I don't understand music.
But you don't either. I was doing some pausing, and then you were doing some pausing. Maybe it's not tone. Maybe it's rhythm. You were matching my rhythm. Is that the word I meant to use? Who cares?
What's up, comment bud? Down below.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Wonderful. Good.
It's a Friday night.
It is, and we just got done with a perfect season and immediately messed this one up.
I could put it out by the end of the night. It's late for the day.
No.
Probably not.
No.
But it's much easier to do them now.
Yeah.
With my workflow situation. So I could. I'm not gonna.
No, I was about to say. I wasn't saying you couldn't. I was just saying you wouldn't. All right.
Let's get through our basics real quick.
Let's talk about some things real quick. You see our beer.
A lot on the table here. We have the drink number one is our Founder's Breakfast Stout.
That's where we're starting.
Yes.
And we're finishing with
a Guinness.
Finished with a Guinness. Hashtag. Trademarked by Jared Cuthrell.
Call me. Call me, people. And then now, next up. Fragrances.
Let's talk about these. Day.
All right, so you have
Secret Tryst
by Fragrance Dubois.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a lot of research before I tried to get a hold of that one because I like it a lot.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that's good. Did y'all get that utteral reaction that I just had from this?
The moaning on the... Get down on the mic and give them the ASMR.
That's so good.
Yeah. Now, I thought that one was okay until I got in a dark environment and it was like smoky and then it came alive more.
Oh, yeah.
So if you get to like...
Like a cigar bar? Yeah.
Well, the name of it's Secret Tryst, I do think they like made it so it's better when it's dark, like sneaky.
Well, it does have like a cigar, a big cigar humidor kind of scent to it. All right, what do you got?
I got a M. Calef Note Vanille, which is just a super vanilla.
Yeah, yeah. Just a sweet vanilla.
Yeah.
That's good.
I could wear vanilla every day. Mm. Now, last week we covered Burn.
Yeah.
Anything from that?
God, no. Nah.
Done with that forever.
Done with it forever.
Well, one more time, I guess. But you know what I did listen to a lot? Because I made the TikTok today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go watch that TikTok, by the way. It is hilarious. It's a good one.
Good. The episode for self-control is really good.
Yeah.
Just listen to self-control and it's really good.
So you listened to the whole episode?
Yes.
You don't normally do that?
No.
Like, I know you listen to it because you do the editing and stuff, but you never actually just sit and listen to the episode.
Not often, no.
That's...
I was looking for content and I was like, man, we were on it that day.
Yeah.
We did good.
Like we're going to do today.
I'm clapping for us.
Pat on the back.
All right.
All right. What are we covering today?
Today is Mr. Brightside by... The Killers, and it's your pick. Tell us what's up.
Third entry from The Killers. Mm-hmm. I've done it again. Can't help it. again, our theme this season is the year 2004.
For some reason, didn't think of that.
Did you forget? You forgot our... Yeah. We have to give an explanation for every video we pick this season. A little disclaimer. You chose it. We gave y'all the option. Y'all chose 2004.
I looked up when this came out.
They're all from 2004 this season, Jared. All of them. Get that out of the way.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. It's from 2004.
I remember now.
Yeah. Okay. I do have some information, but I'll save most of that from my research for the end. But I'll give you the director.
Yes.
Sophie Mueller.
Not a name we've heard.
Not a name we've heard, but one we should have. Because what I'm about to hand you is a list of all of her music videos.
God. You've done this before.
But not this big.
The other one you did, you gave me, was Chaos. It like printed like a madman's... Right, it did.
This one printed by year since 87.
82.
Or 82, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, 82 till recent. And you can just... It's over 300 music videos that she's done.
And she's still going, huh?
She's still going. 2023, Kylie Minogue was her last...
insane, dude.
Last one.
How... I'm surprised every time by this. That we... There's so many directors that we just haven't got to, and there's so many music videos. This podcast is never going to end.
It's never going to... We will have content till the end of days. So she has almost exclusively done all of...
the Rhythmics, it looks like.
Yes. All of the Rhythmics and all of Gwen Stefani as well.
Wow. Okay.
But she's got a long list. That's not the only... She's worked with a lot of people, a lot of big bands. I'm not going to go through this list because, again, it is 300 names.
And it's, I mean, it's like pages and pages.
10 pages good stuff. Of stuff.
So, I feel like we need to keep these. I mean, I tossed your insane person one because, I mean, I didn't need it.
Yeah, that one you couldn't read. But this is crazy. All the way since 80, what did we say, 82?
82.
Yeah, crazy.
All right, good to know.
Yeah. All right, so this video by The Killers, it was best-selling song in the U.S. in 2004.
Best-selling song. So not a video fact, just song fact.
Yes.
Okay.
Ranked 378 out of 500 for best music videos of all time.
Ooh.
And best songs of all time.
Okay, we'll get into that, won't we? Mm-hmm. We're going to dive into that.
And we've got a couple celebrity appearances in this one as well.
A couple or just one?
Well, two. The blonde is a celebrity. She's an actress. She was in Coyote Ugly, a couple other shows and stuff like that. Her name is Isabella Miko.
Okay.
She's Danish, I think. Okay. Or Polish. Cool. I think she's Polish.
I have never seen her before.
Yeah.
But Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts, everyone knows who that guy is. Most notably for people today, The Dark Knight would probably be where they would recognize him from.
Or Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the most recent thing I saw him in.
Okay. But yeah, so
cool.
That's all the information I'm going to give you for now.
I like the beginning. Now, I'm glad that this is happening because, again, I always feel like I say I talk too much, and you just gave us that, but now you got to give us the walkthrough.
I got to give you the walkthrough, yeah.
or is the walkthrough, or do we do background? We do background.
Do we? Okay.
Yeah. Let's do, what's your relation to the song, to the video, anything?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, finally. Years. Finally. Years of it. Okay.
I went through a breakup and got to witness exactly what this song talks about, and I think we can both agree he is in the song talking about an ex-girlfriend who he's having to watch in another relationship, and it is destroying him. And this happened to me in high school. A girl broke up with me, and immediately, like at the same party that we were at, started hooking up with a guy that I knew.
Yeah.
And it wrecked me for being, you know, a 16-year-old
cold-blooded
douchebag.
Cold-blooded women. You probably did something to deserve it.
I probably did.
Maybe not that day.
So this song came on not too long after all that happened, and it was my anthem. I played it a lot.
Yeah.
May have cried a little.
Sure. Did you go through any of that re-watching, listening?
Yes. Absolutely.
You dug in.
Every time I hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. It reminds me.
I think the actory part of me relates to the song. I'm sure I have gone through... I relate to the song. It's a very good, well-written song. I mean, I think... Wasn't he like 16 when he wrote it, or was that the other one?
Probably. Somebody told me.
I think it was this one. A very well-written song capturing some interesting emotions. I didn't live this super specifically. There's no faces, but I get it. And love the song. Video, I remember it from back then, but I don't like connect to it in any way. But the song, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I had way too emotional feelings for this girl at way too young of an age. So it destroyed me.
Yeah, you're Romeo. That's Romeo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I actually have a relation to the song.
Okay. So just to start off, then I'm going to go ahead and hit you and the episode with my one sentence summation.
Okay.
Simp 101.
Did you just now make that up? No. Or
it's okay. At the top of the page.
I'm going to wait okay. to give you mine. Do we need to do the walkthrough now?
Yep. Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. I actually kind of wrote down a little walkthrough to keep me on track, but it opens with the killers on a stage, which is seemingly next to another stage.
Okay.
And on the other stage, you have some burlesque-looking characters mm-hmm. on sofas and couches and stuff like that. Then you have the, what would you call him? The protagonist? Is he the protagonist?
Him?
Eric Roberts?
No, he's no. the antagonist.
The antagonist, yes. In the video. Throwing apples at Miko, the blonde, who is the center point of the video, uh-huh. To get her attention, and then she seemingly flirts with gentlemen around this stage. There's some dancing that goes on, some flirting between Brandon Flowers and Miko. Some jealousy happens. There's an intense checker game where Brandon flings a table.
It is Brandon.
Brandon Flowers.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Brendan Flowers or Brandon.
Brandon.
It is Brandon. Okay.
Yeah. I could be wrong on that because now you're making me second guess myself.
I wasn't trying to. I just okay. couldn't remember either when I was doing it.
As far as I know, it's Brandon Flowers. Okay. But could be wrong. Forgive me if I am. Anyway, there's a tug and war of these two guys and this blonde chick throughout the entire video. And then at the end, she passes out. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, and he leaves her.
He does. He walks away from her at the very, very end, which is weird.
Yeah, there's we'll get to it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get into it. So yeah, that's my short. There's a whole lot going on in this.
Yeah,
and for me to say that's it, that's not it. Obviously,
no. I will go ahead and throw out there too for this video. For me, suffers a little bit from the 2004 editing of like too many cuts.
Okay.
It jumps around.
That's fair.
It wore on me after a while.
One of my notes in a couple scenes is I want to see the full scene play out. Quit yeah. cutting from it. But it is 2004. So it's not Dirk's Bentley
yeah.
Distracting.
It's still pretty rough. I really think that since I've been editing this stuff more, like I couldn't edit this better than they did originally. Obviously, I can't make this video. But I could now edit it to be more watchable now.
Sure.
Which, what an idea. Somebody should be doing that. Not me. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, but they would have to get like all the footage. Oh, it would be insane.
Just send it to me.
Yeah.
Somebody re-edit this and just send it to me. Yeah.
Yeah, but how are they going to get the original footage?
No. Just take this video.
And oh.
Yeah.
I don't think you would have enough. A few prolonged stuff.
The cuts. You would do a whole weird thing to it. Just do it, guys. Okay. Don't worry about us.
He's the more creative one, so listen to him.
But I do want to start off, because I thought this was important when I was writing this down.
You thought it was important with your third of a page of notes?
It's both of these pages. It's two pages. This is how they normally look.
I'm judging your notes.
That's burn.
Right now.
It's the same. Oh. Did I not have enough for burn? So... A thing that I thought kind of elevated this video immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the first things we see is Eric Roberts toss an apple to her
uh-huh.
as a signal to go hook up with this guy.
Correct.
Okay. Which I was immediately like, she's being handed the original sin apple to go commit something.
Mm.
Like the symbolism immediately was okay. like, okay, whoever made this video, Sydney, is that her name?
Hold on. Sophie Mueller.
Sophie Mueller. I was like, they know what they're doing. This is not amateur.
Yes.
This is somebody okay. who, like, they picked an apple on purpose. It's not just, oh, he's eating something, it'll look cool. They were like, this is very symbolic. So I was like, okay, I need to pay more attention to this than I might normally.
Okay.
And even then, you just, the way you said, oh, it looks like you gave it a lot of attention, but
I did.
You didn't pick that up.
I didn't pick up the evil, like, yeah. Garden of Eden kind of that, vibes, but it makes yeah. perfect sense now that you say it, so... Is that leading into your theory here?
No.
It's just a note?
Just a note.
You didn't come up with a theory around that?
No, because you can add that into what... If you... I, on this one, have two little theories.
Okay.
And then a bunch of notes.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's get into... So I have like four theories, but I have one that is incomplete. Do you want to do one together?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Because you're going to have to help me complete it. Let's because go. I did some groundwork on it.
Okay.
But I came up with nothing behind it.
I'm ready. I watched this more than normal.
So did I. And I focused a lot in this theory that I was trying to come up with. I just got too tired to finish it.
Yeah.
I focused on the women.
Okay.
So there's a few that really stick out. You have, of course, the blonde. And so what I started doing was tying them into goddesses because of the blue lady.
Okay.
So yeah. Blonde being Aphrodite, mm-hmm. the blue lady being Kali, which is a Hinduist goddess. She's the goddess of time, death, violence, sexuality, and feminine power. The red-headed lady is Athena, the goddess of wisdom and war. The black-haired lady is Hecate.
Hecate. I don't remember.
Hecate. Anyway, the goddess of crossroads. The black lady is the black goddess Oshun. Of fertility, love, and freedom. And I think that was all that I wrote down.
Okay.
Oh, no. The lady with the feathers in her hair. The Egyptian goddess, Maat, who always has a big feather in her head.
Mm-hmm.
The goddess of harmony and justice. So, I got that.
Mm-hmm. And I just added the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Then he would be... Who interacts? Because I don't feel like he's a god himself. Would he be like... Isn't Perseus like... He's low level and like tries. Icarus tries to fly high up there and fails.
Does. But I immediately think of Hades.
That would be Eric Roberts though.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who would he be?
Yeah.
Hercules? Not quite a god.
He's not completing any feats. If there was some symbolism of him completing a feat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you have to be strong, or you got to do feats to be Hercules. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's not the one with the Hermes. He's not the one with the things on his feet. He's not fast.
Could it be like Achilles?
Achilles is also a fighter.
He's fighting for love. He's not necessarily fighting a war.
There's plenty of people that get scorned and tricked by the gods that I cannot... I know you did your research to find these people. Somebody knows if this is the route we're going, and you can pick from all of mythology of
sure.
everywhere. He's somebody.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the reason I really came up is because of the lady in blue.
She stands out strangely.
She doesn't belong, no. right? And so you immediately start thinking of blue ladies, and the first thing you think of is Kali.
Is it? Is that the first thing you thought of, not Avatar?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Blue people, I mean, I did note that she was blue, and I was like, oh, I could go down that path. And I was like, it's so... To catch all of the women, you have to pause and start so many times. I was like, it hurts me to try to catch what they're doing individually.
Yeah. Once I got done with like five of them, I was like, okay, I can't keep going through this. But to our listeners, maybe you can help us out here.
Mm-hmm.
Help us with the theory around the goddesses, if you have the patience and time to do it. So, anyway.
I did not complete this. I just tossed a little in.
Yeah. It's fine. Look, we're adding to it. Yeah. We've given y'all so much already. All you have to do is finish
Here's one incomplete theory for you.
There you go.
Okay, cool. One thing that you cannot help but notice, this was 2004. What came out in 2001 that this is exactly?
Moulin Rouge.
That is correct, Travis. I knew you were going to get it.
Of course I got it. This is Moulin Rouge.
It's exactly right? Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, it's the story
with
of Moulin Rouge.
The dance with the foreign guy. She faints at the end. It's a guy over it. I mean, it is just just Moulin Rouge.
So in Moulin Rouge, she is tied to the owner of this theater company because of debts and stuff like that. She's betrothed to someone else, but what's his name?
Ewan McGregor
falls in love with her, and they start having this secret relationship.
A what?
Secret tryst relationship. but come to find out, she's got tuberculosis in the end, and she dies anyway.
Yeah.
So this follows it perfect. Even the scenery, the background, is from the movie.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's scenes where they're on a balcony, and the cityscape is in the background. It's the exact same thing.
See, it was reminding me there of Great Gatsby, just kind of weirdly, if I was looking over a balcony. But that's in a million things.
That's one of... my notes as well.
Okay, so I did put it is Moulin Rouge, but it's his ex and she's not feeling it. Because I don't feel like in this movie, they do have a secret tryst, But she's not really in love with him. I do not... I feel like Eric Roberts is the winner in this video. And in the movie, Ewan McGregor is. I do not feel like... I feel like they absolutely took inspiration, but they were like, what if she didn't really care about him?
Okay.
That's where they went with this.
Fair enough. It's an interesting note because song-wise, who would be Mr. Brightside?
Well, he says specifically, I'm Mr. Brightside.
He says he is, but I think he's talking about Roberts.
Okay.
I think she's already in a relationship with Roberts. He's the other guy.
Yes, correct.
So it's the exact opposite. He's trying to steal away his girl.
So you think he's imagining what Eric Roberts
exactly.
is thinking?
Exactly. Like, that's what it should be. You know, they portray him as a bad guy, but he's just really pissed off that this guy keeps putting moves on his woman. I mean, really? Yeah. Wouldn't you be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In this, he's a clingy client.
Ooh. Is he a client, though?
He was. I think he was. Maybe the blonde got a little interested in him and, like, you know, flirted with him, messed around with him for off the clock a little bit. And then he fell for her. Mm-hmm. And she really cares for Eric Roberts, or is at least, like, indebted to Eric Roberts.
Sure.
But that's what Simp 101 is. He got caught up with a lady of the night and messed up.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Fair enough.
That's not even a theory. That was one note. See, that's why I just write notes, because yeah. You can go down things.
My theories are so long and drawn out.
Great. It's ridiculous. I'm very excited about that. Okay, cool. With him and her, Moulin Rouge, did you just, again, we're just, me and you were just talking here.
Okay.
Let's get, did you like Moulin Rouge, the movie?
Not my favorite.
No, because you're a fan of musicals.
It's fine. It's mm-hmm. a classic. It's not in my top 10 of musicals.
Does it hurt to say classic when it's
kind of
2001?
But isn't it
now?
Yeah,
yeah. I saw it at the Dollar Theater.
Oh, I probably did too.
It was the first musical I ever saw in a theater. I might even stop and say first musical I ever saw, aside from like Disney movies.
Interesting. Okay,
like, I went on my own to see this.
Fair enough.
And I was very ashamed. And when I watched it, I was like, I was so mad at myself because I was like, this is so good. And I was like,
yeah.
One of those things where I was like, maybe I'm gay. I just can't. I don't know.
That's interesting. This is probably Moulin Rouge is probably her favorite musical of all time.
Yeah,
she
fair.
Loves it.
I haven't seen it in a very long time. I should watch it again. But yeah, no, love it. I had several of the songs on CDs, like my burnt CDs and stuff.
Fair. It's absolutely fair. It's not a bad movie. It's just... I rate musicals very high.
Yeah, I'm not comparing myself to you in musical judgment. I haven't seen half as many as you, I would guess. But, like, now, of course, who cares? We're grown men. Like, love Moulin Rouge. Yeah. I'd watch it again. But back then, when you're 15, 16, you're like, don't tell anybody we watched this movie.
Oh, right.
Don't tell anybody I cried.
Yeah. Right. We're grown up now.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay. Hit me with a theory. You haven't hit me with... I know we're just talking, but...
Yeah,
I'm curious.
quick note about Eric Roberts. So, we don't know the information yet. We can try to get a hold of her about the making of this video. But I think Eric Roberts, when they signed him, he was like, yeah, I'll do it, but I ain't getting out of this chair.
Fair.
I think it was part of it. He is not standing. He only sits in the chair the
whole
time.
You see him standing once, and that's when he's creeping behind the
Yeah, it does appear to be standing, but he could also just be in the chair. Somebody picked up and moved his chair.
It could be.
Oh, shit, that was it. Okay, now, I guess we did kind of brush against this, but and if you have theories for this, you can skip this question. Do you think she loves anyone in this video?
Loves, no.
No,
I think she has feelings for both.
Both? Okay, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't think she loved... Especially Brandon Flowers, she does not love. I think she may love Eric Roberts, if anybody, but if not him, nobody.
Yeah, maybe him. She's infatuated with Flowers.
Yeah.
But not in love with him.
She's like, oh, you're cute. I know you like me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Did you come up with... This is you helping me. It's your turn to help me.
Love helping you.
Okay. Did you come up with any theories for the whispers?
The whisperers? No.
Because they whispered each other the whole time.
Oh.
Like, she whispers to people, he whispers to her. Like, there's a lot of whispering that, to what end?
There's a lot of weird, interesting things in this. To that point, and this doesn't help you at all, but I also noticed that there's no actual kissing.
There is.
They always come, like, this close, and then they cut away from it. Oh. You never actually see lips locking on anybody.
Well, I thought that only... They cut away, yes, but Eric Roberts and her are the closest that I was like... They definitely kissed and they cut it, but their lips had to have touched in real life.
But did they kiss?
There's no way they didn't. There's some footage of it. Maybe not in this video.
I don't know.
Okay.
Because, I say this because, and I could be completely wrong on this, I have it in my head that he was very religious.
Eric Roberts?
Yes.
At this time?
No, not Eric Roberts.
Oh.
Brendan Flowers. I think he was Mormon? I don't know. I want to say he's very religious.
In real life.
In real life.
Okay.
And maybe that they didn't do any real kissing on screen. They legitimately cut it right before the kiss because the kisses never happen.
Mm. So, well, that kind of helps. I like that as a behind the scenes. So if that's true, he's Mormon, all that.
No idea if any of that is true. I feel like it is.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that for the buildup of this video, because if you're like, he wouldn't do the scenes, that makes the song "It Was Only a Kiss" much more powerful, because a kiss to him would have meant a ton.
Exactly.
And so I do like that as a tie-in.
Yeah, but that's interesting that the whispers are kind of a same thing. Like, they don't show real conversations. It is all whispers. I didn't catch that until you said it.
Mm. I had no theory for the whispers.
Okay.
The only thing is, and we'll get into this later, I'm sure, when she faints, because it's from Moulin Rouge, the exact same scene on the balcony.
Yep.
The whispers are about her illness, because there's nothing else in the video that hints at that she's sick.
Fair. Okay.
It's, that has nothing to do with anything unless you can make up something about the whispers.
Mm, okay. But that also kind of goes to your original theory, right? Garden of Eden kind of thing, because doesn't the snake in the Garden of Eden whisper into Eve's ear?
About getting the apple?
Eating the fruit.
Okay.
So.
It's devilish whispers.
It is taking a religious turn, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, and then you just tied the Mormon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So curious.
Is this video Mormon?
Is it?
I just wanted to give the TikTok.
God, I hope I'm right about this, because otherwise I'm going to look really,
really
stupid. Yeah, you
completely made it up. Yeah, that'd be funny. So that was just a couple of things I wanted to chat about.
Sure.
So I just have, like, one main one.
Okay.
So go ahead. You have four. You did one.
Okay, so I'll get into one that's also stupid, but I went down a road of Barbie and Ken.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
The girls representing Barbies. All the boys representing Ken's, except for Eric Roberts, who is the corporate world over Barbie, right? Which is basically run by men.
Yeah.
I know Barbie was started by a female. Okay. I do know some research here, but I'm pretty sure the corporate world was run by men.
Mm-hmm.
And so not allowing them to have true relationships with each other is his role.
Corporatizing
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just making the girls Barbies.
Okay. Yeah, different.
I don't know if it's
Moulin Rouge Barbies.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lazy
and
theory.
You know what corporate people do? Sit in chairs.
Yeah. Okay.
Sit in chairs a lot.
Sit in chairs. Red leather chairs. And play checkers.
Yeah. What do you think? So there's several members of the band. We see Brandon a lot. And we see the drummer a lot. Why do we see the drummer so much and not the guy on the, like, we see them, but it goes to the drummer's face a lot.
Well, here's the other question about the band. Why are they called the Genius Sex Poets?
You've lost me entirely.
On the drum set, you know how they always have the name of the band? It says the Genius Sex Poets on the drum set. It doesn't say the Killers.
GSP.
The Genius Sex Poets.
Oh my goodness. Is GSP, does that have anything religious letters to it?
Not gospel. GSP, gospel.
I like it.
I have no idea. Okay.
Or is that GDP is like the stock market.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be that. George St. Pierre, MMA.
I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, the genius sex poets. Figure that one out.
Yeah,
because I spent 30 minutes on that
trying to find it.
I eventually looked it up to see if there was a band called Genius Sex Poets, which there is now. Oh, this is where the Danish came in. There is a Danish band, but they were formed in 2013. So it's not...
It had to be from that, because that's such a specific name. There's no way that just like...
Right, yeah. They had to have stolen it from this.
Yeah.
But they legitimately must have made up a name for a fake band that's playing in this...
Because it wouldn't be their like former band name, because they came out with this as The Killers.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh.
Genius sex.
Interesting,
poets.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe someone else knows something we don't know, but it does say the Genius Sex Poets.
It would be really cool if that band was already out and they just borrowed the drum set. That would make sense.
That would make sense. Yeah. But they weren't. Like I said, 2013.
Yeah.
This is, you know, almost 10 years after the song came out.
What if it's like one of those things like Voldemort where it's like all the letters are mixed to spell something else?
That would be cool.
I ain't doing it.
I'm not either.
We don't care that much. We're not experts. Y'all do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That was a good catch that I just entirely missed.
Listen, it took me... So he covers up that thing most of the time. So at some points I could see, you know, parts the... And then at other points you could see... And I had to piece it all together. And then after I pieced it all together, I finally realized there's one scene that shows the whole damn thing. It's so aggravating. But yeah, it's there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting somewhere. Okay. I put they play checkers. This is I think more symbolism instead of chess, because normally in a game of like you're challenging each other, you play chess against each other, and it's strange that they pick checkers. But I think it's because Brandon Flowers can't even win at checkers.
That
Guinness just exploded. That's okay. It's no big deal. Yeah, just leave it. Who cares? I got a shirt over here.
I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened, but my Guinness lost its mind. Thank you.
Yeah, so it was just showing that Eric Roberts, even like Brandon Flowers thinks he's playing this game with Eric Roberts, and he can't even win at checkers, much less chess. And during that scene, she is overlaid, which means she is the game.
Yeah.
And when he throws it, she throws her dress, which I thought was kind of cool.
There are some very cool things.
A lot of very cool things.
Spread out through this video.
Okay. Do you have any stories or theories tied when the apples switch to green?
I do.
Lovely.
Okay. I absolutely do. And I'm so happy that you do too? Question mark?
Okay. Very small. Very small.
Perfect.
I'll just hit mine real quick. So it is the red apples he throws when she's with someone else. The green apple he's eating when she comes to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like, that's his turn. Like, that shows, like, when I'm eating the green apple, you come to me. Red apple, someone else. But I also, the bigger picture is, the song is about this jealousy, which red is a jealous color. And this imagined scenario is like, hey, she's sleeping with these other people. She's hooking up with these other people. But the real scenario is, he's eating a green apple and none of it's happening. Like, all of this jealousy and stuff, because she is with him at the end of the day. She's, you know, we see all these scenes of them in their past, Brandon.
Right.
And so he's really eating these green apples, and there's none of this that he's imagining. It is just made up. His jealousy is unfounded.
Okay.
In the whole video.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because we don't see, as you said, now I'm throwing yours into it. Dude, no one does kiss. She hangs out with these people.
You're absolutely right.
And so she is, it's things almost happen, but he sings about things that he's imagining.
Okay.
And so the sin, if we want to tie that back in, or this like aggressive older man throwing apples around, he's just a dude eating apples, and you're insecure.
Maybe. I think the only argument is the way she looks at him and the amount of times that she looks at him.
At who?
At Brandon.
Okay.
To make him jealous.
Okay.
But you're right. There is no kissing.
He can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that is from his whole point of view? Like, he just can't finish what he knows he saw. And so he keeps cutting it.
So she... She is this burlesque dancer. This is a burlesque show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if this is all literal, they are dating, and he leaves at the end because all this stuff that he imagines affects him too much to continue dating, so he has to leave.
Okay.
Is that what the video is? Is that what it's actually about?
I don't know.
That sounds pretty close.
It's close.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It probably is. But I do have a theory that I'm pretty keen on.
Okay.
So.
Ready.
This is it. This is my last one.
Okay.
By the way.
Let me go.
Okay.
Because I want to hear your last one. Because you had good ones, so I want to hear your big one.
Fly away, free bird.
This is your big one, I assume.
This is my big one.
Okay. So I've done this theory before with another video, but I don't remember. Okay, so I got meta.
Okay.
And this is Eric Roberts is the director of this music video, trying to get it made using The Blonde.
Okay.
So he, but now that you've said it's directed by a woman, I mean, it's probably unlikely. Well, it is unlikely. This is stupid. but like, so he uses her to get, so she could even represent Cash. She's kind of green, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I made that up just now.
No,
okay.
No, you're right.
So he first throws her the apple, go to the old dude. That's the financier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second person is the young guy with the long hair. That's the guy who knows the talent. That's the agent. Then the next person is Brandon Flowers, the talent. The final person she dances with is the foreign guy.
Yeah.
Who is the choreographer. So all this is just one big thing to attempt to put together the video.
Okay. I like that. It's interesting. It's different. It's not what it is.
But no,
that's
no, no.
Great.
I just tried.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
she's
so she could be Cash, just straight Cash.
Yeah.
And
he's influencing who she talks to,
mm-hmm.
or how much money we're having to give to
and
create this.
Sneaking around and listening, and you have to like vet the artist a little more than maybe everybody else to get him to work with you. So so he is spying on things, but just to make sure it's coming together.
Yeah, I like that.
He loves money.
How's the chess scene that's negotiating? Oh, I love this. This is perfect. Yeah. So they're negotiating.
Yeah. And you just gave me that. You gave me that one. Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you nailed it. I don't even have to go into this last one. What are we doing?
Oh, come on. I was waiting. I did that because I thought yours would be better.
No. All right. So I like that, though. That's good. It's meta for sure.
Yeah. Definitely not there.
No. All right, so what this is, it's a brothel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all these women are hookers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the politically correct way to say it nowadays.
Ladies of the night. Sex workers.
Sex workers, yeah. And Roberts is the brothel owner mm-hmm. / pimp.
Mm-hmm.
His best moneymaker is the blonde. And he's trying to get Miko to do her job, but she has interest in this new young artist that is playing music at his brothel.
Okay.
So in order to get her to do her job, he throws apples at her. Now, the difference in the red and the green apples. The red apples are just simply apples. But the green apples contain something that holds their souls or their life force or whatever in it. So it's a magical brothel. He's an evil person.
Mm-hmm.
But he owns all of them. And the green apples are basically their life force. He can kill them at any time by eating an apple.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Yes. Which is why the red apples are reminders that, bitch, do your job.
It's still an apple.
It's like, still an apple.
You remember, I got the apples.
Yes.
Okay.
So you see on a table next to him, he's got a few green apples.
Yes.
But he only throws around the red ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's because all of their souls or life forces or whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying here,
yes.
are trapped in their green apples.
Okay.
Okay.
Love it.
At the end,
he bites the apple.
Passes out. Faints. I'm trying to say the two words together.
She paints,
right?
Yeah.
And then she immediately, the first time he bites into the apple, she immediately runs back to him. Right? You see that he bites it. She runs back and gets in his lap because she's like, "Oh shit, I messed up. I don't want to die. I've got to go back."
Yeah.
But she continuously goes back looking at him. Right. The final one, he bites into it again, and you see her pass out again completely in her arms. I think she has died.
Okay, so you think he leaves. I don't... Okay. I love it up till she doesn't die. That's I don't want like that.
Okay, that's fair. But like, you don't have to. You can change it a little bit if you want
to. He leaves her. I think she was threatened enough by him eating the apple.
By that turning him down.
It doesn't matter if he's leaving her or she told him to leave. It doesn't matter. The point is they broke up because of that.
Probably more likely because I couldn't explain, and that's why I said at the beginning, it's weird that she leaves and that he doesn't kill her. But it works either way.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot. So I caught on to that very quickly because I did notice when he bit the apple, she fainted.
Yep.
And I was like, there's something. And I tried to make it like she was a some type of, what's, golem? I wanted to say golem or some type of sex doll or something that was tied to it, the apples. But I was like, there's not enough other things. But you did.
There is.
You went more into it than I did. And I think you got there.
And I even wrote it down. Like 21 seconds is when he throws the red apple, the first red apple to her. Mm-hmm. And she has to go do her job. And then 48 seconds, again, he throws her an apple and she has to go flirt with somebody. At 1:38, he takes a bite of the green apple and she runs back to him. And then at 3:20, he takes another bite from the apple and she immediately passes out in Brandon Flowers' arms.
Yeah. So all
it ties.
It does. All the jealousy and everything is still there. The life force is just tied to the apples, which I like and I think is the best meaning that couldn't be there. Because I don't think they did that. It could be.
I don't know.
Sometimes I think we come up with these compelling things that are. Like, we're like, oh, that's it. But like, because we've watched it, we get in our own little bubbles because we've watched it 10 million times.
Right. But how do you explain that? The apples are important. Very significant in this video.
Yeah.
And the fact that he takes a bite of that apple the first time and she immediately runs to him. And then the second time she passes out. I'm sorry, but I may have nailed this.
I think that's good. I think that's good. And because of this.
Yeah.
And because of the symbolism, I think immediately it could be, I don't want to put it past this person. I don't want to sell her short.
I don't either, but he couldn't be there, right? Like, that's crazy.
I don't know.
That's crazy to think of, to have that idea.
I could be convinced.
But I am convinced. That's the weirdest part about it.
Yeah. And all of that could be true, and it still also be about the making a music video.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Absolutely.
That's too much. There's no way. It's too much. This is too much. But I mean, so if she started in 82 and this was 2004, she had 22 years.
Exactly.
Maybe. Oh, we got to get her. She's not going to talk.
Right?
We got to try.
We have to try.
Oh, I got look, chills. Yes. I got excited.
Okay, good.
Love it. Got that. Boom. Okay. Anything? Do you have any other little notes or anything?
Other than my normal stuff, I don't think so.
Just like the rundowns?
Oh, there's a UK version of a music video for this song. So the song came out in 2003, re-released in 2004. So there is a UK version music video for this song made in 2003.
Did you watch it? Did you find it?
I did watch it.
And?
It's boring.
What is it?
It's just the band playing, and it's all black and white. They do some blurry, different, interesting camera things.
So it's like Somebody Told Me.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. So it's no different, but it is a UK version. It's out there. It's not that interesting to watch at all, just to be honest with you.
I didn't look it up. I did know there was another video because I read like a quick Wikipedia, but like I was like, oh, there's another video. Okay, enough.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wrote down, this is a nighttime video. I did not have a good time researching it during the day. This video doesn't belong in the daytime.
Okay, that's fair. I didn't mind it. I did write something else, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay, I have at 3 minutes and 22 seconds, I wrote, what is happening? Which, maybe, is that when she's passing out?
3:20 is when he takes another bite of the apple and she passes out. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah. I mean,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's me weird. Being like, there's something there.
My one sentence summation.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and give that to you. This is a young adult Disney princess movie.
Okay. Like the beginning of it.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 It's very the Cliff Notes.
Yeah. It's like PG-13, just barely there.
It's Moulin Rouge.
It's Moulin Rouge.
No matter what we've just said, this is just Moulin Rouge. She saw it and was like, do that.
Yeah. Yeah. She just hid so many interesting little things that make it, that take it above.
Yeah.
You know, elevated. Take it up a spot.
Wow. So I I'll go ahead and say before we get to it, because you can't see, I wrote down my score and now I'm like very excited about this video, but
You don't feel right about it?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay,
we'll
get that's to fine. It.
Okay. I did, let's just, you know, we're done. I'm done with theories.
I'm all out of theories. That was it. And I put a lot of energy into this because you made me feel bad.
But don't you feel better? Don't you feel better?
I feel a little bit better.
Dude, that was good. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to acting.
It's not good.
Okay.
But purposely not good.
Okay.
I don't think it's on accident that it's bad acting. I think they're told to act this way because it works. Mm-hmm. It's not like bad acting that distracts you. It's bad acting that works. Does that make sense?
Yes. So she's good.
She's fine.
She's good. Eric Roberts is being every Eric Roberts character.
Yeah.
He's a sleazeball, and that works.
Yep,
Brandon Flowers, I wrote it down. He, the first 33 seconds, he does not get better than that. It's all downhill for him after that.
Okay.
He nails the opening.
Yeah, fair.
And
yeah.
then falls off.
Mm-hmm. So it's fine. Like, it's it fine. Works. It's not high-tier acting.
No, I wouldn't have... Not something we would even notice unless we were doing this. Like
right,
this
yeah. exactly.
So that means it's passing. But there's just some incredible stuff, and then most is fine.
Yeah, I would give Brandon a B+, just because he's a singer. He's not an actor.
Okay. See, I just gauge everybody as actors. I don't care. You don't get a scaled grade because you're a singer.
Really?
Yeah. Lady Gaga is singing and acting. She's, I think, a Bad Romance. That's why it's a 10 out of 10.
Okay,
like,
fair enough.
You cannot. She kills it. And she's also the singer.
Okay.
You get nothing. Okay. Mistakes.
I did not. I have a note for mistakes.
Okay.
But it's not a mistake. It's just an interesting thing that you can catch. So you know the big lions?
Yes.
Well, if you pay attention to the video, you'll notice that their paws are sitting on a basketball.
Okay.
It's a basketball. There's no denying it. It's just sitting on a basketball.
Okay.
The lions are perfectly symmetrical.
So they might have borrowed them from some sporting
exactly.
event.
Exactly.
Where the Genius X whatever.
Yeah, play. But that's not a mistake.
No.
I think it's a cool little add-on. If you pay attention, you can find it.
Okay.
But
not,
yeah.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, that's not a mistake. That's
You'll just, see it in the background.
A
couple times, like right behind their heads. And it is a perfect basketball. It's crazy.
Okay. I found no mistakes.
I didn't, yeah.
Do they go together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
I think so, too.
Okay. Favorite part, least favorite part?
Favorite part is 202 to 225. This is not going to surprise you, but the dance sequence where they're switching the foreign guy and Brandon in, and it flows nicely. I would like to see the whole dance sequence with a couple cuts between the two, but I still think it's beautiful.
Okay. I would have, I think that didn't catch me because I was thinking of Moulin Rouge and being like, that was so much better. Why did y'all try?
Oh, okay.
The Tango de Roxanne.
Yeah.
My favorite part is 10 seconds through 16 seconds, which is the beginning of the video.
Okay.
Which is him coming out of my cage. I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down.
Yeah, it's cool.
And he like does his thing.
It's
his
so
thing,
cool.
And then he glances over at him. Like, that's when he nailed it. And I was like, you got me right here.
I think that cut and the end when he... At the very end, when you still see him on stage doing the beat to the very end of the music.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Okay.
Very cool. But I think that's all one cut.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do think they filmed straight through with them singing in the background with the burlesque in front of them. I think there is a full sequence.
I do too.
Okay. Yeah. See, we were on this video. I mean,
worst part.
Worst part. For me, it is her fainting. Because if you cut it, it changes nothing in this video. Okay. And we might lose your meaning.
Exactly.
But like, as far as them building up to it or it meaning anything aside from Moulin Rouge, like, if you had not seen Moulin Rouge, you'd be like, what is that?
Sure. Okay. I'll say this. When it comes to mine, because there's two fainting scenes.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed that.
There's a lady on the couch in the background?
No. They're both right there on the balcony. It's the same thing, but she faints once early in the video.
I guess I missed that.
Hold on, and I think I wrote down 229 is the first time she does the little faint thing.
Okay.
And then there's that second one.
It should be coming up, so yell at me if it's not to happen.
Anyway, the first one is unnecessary because he doesn't take a bite from the apple beforehand.
Okay.
The second one is necessary. But anyway, that's not the worst part. The worst part is the checkers.
You didn't like the checkers?
I hate it.
So the first time I watched it and I saw her overlaid, I was like, that's stupid. But then when her dress came up and then the checkerboard flipped, I was like,
okay. I just hate that it's checkers. Make it a chessboard.
Okay, sure.
It seems childish to be checkers.
I give you it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally agree. Or just make it a game we don't know what it is.
Yeah, or make it a duel.
Well, obviously, put a duel in any video.
Yeah, it's better. Way better.
Clearly. Okay. What would you change?
What would I change?
Let me take out checkers.
I would take that, but there's not much I would change except for I want to see the R-rated version. That's it. I don't want the PG-13 version with. It's not a sexual video.
Yeah,
and I think it should be.
Okay.
So I want the R-rated version.
So okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I had this note, but it's good and bad because, and this is going to appeal to your youth a little bit here, Travis. So with. Sometimes imagination is worse.
Sure.
And that's what the song's about. Mm-hmm. Anything that could be happening, your imagination is going to torture you more. But I did have a note that said, torture us more. Because this video does not put us through what he is singing about.
Okay.
The video does not put him through what he's singing about.
Right.
He doesn't really suffer that much in this. And the song is absolutely capturing the suffering of somebody going through it.
Right.
That 16-year-old. That 16-year-old Travis at the party, you know, and I think maybe that's what you're saying as R-rated is you want to see more graphic things, so it's more torture.
Exactly.
And so
spot on.
I agree with your concept of it being rated R for that reason, but I think you could do it without being R. You could still torture us more in this without graphic.
Okay.
Because if it ties into, because me now, at our age, I'm not going to go through all this.
No.
You know? And so,
yeah.
What tortures somebody younger? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm not saying make them all naked and
right.
And
no, I didn't get that either.
But filling her up, grabbing an ass, maybe.
Yeah. But it can also, you know? But that could turn it, though, toward, like, I think the tease of something worse happening, I just think make the shots longer, make it get closer. Like, aside from almost smooching, they don't really go into anything that would.
Yeah, some little things.
Little things.
Nice little hip thrust or, you know, it doesn't have to be.
Oh, you know what? I got it. I actually got it.
Okay.
We're done. Is make her look like she's enjoying it more.
Sure. Okay.
That's all you got to do.
That's fair.
Just show her, you know, how he's glancing at his eyes, trying to peek at what she's doing. She's peeking at him, but getting off on.
Yeah.
That's all you
have
to do.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yep. That's the torture.
I agree. Good job.
So that's both what will be changed.
Okay.
Which is better? The song.
I said the song too.
Yeah, you got to.
But man, let me tell you, it's close.
It's interesting because we had a very big discussion on that in Self-Control.
Yeah.
We both said song on that, too, and it was close.
Did we? I feel like I would have said video there.
We both said, like, they're both great. Song is not better. It's just different. And just edges it. But I think the reason is because when I was watching this, maybe I watched it too many times. I got, like, mad at this video.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. That's so sad.
I've listened to this song millions of times.
Yeah, and you never get tired of it.
Today, watched this video more than I've watched it the rest of my life combined.
Okay. That's fair. That's kind of the downfall of doing this sometimes,
sure.
Is we kind of ruin some videos for us.
Lost a little magic.
Generally, that changes during music video night, so I hope that's what happens for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm with you. I was tired of watching it.
Yeah.
But I do know the genius behind it, which didn't affect my scoring.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Sure. All right. Boom. Song is better. Would you music video night with Brandon Flowers in this?
Yeah, but I would have to be like in a sad mood because I think we would just cry all night.
Okay, you guys would commiserate together.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like if I'm in a good place, I couldn't.
Yeah,
but I feel like I could put myself in a bad place and do this with the whole band because they all look a little sad.
They do. Yeah. I'm I'm going to do the no. I'm going to do the no. I don't want to hang. Like, I do remember with this video, and even maybe now still, I want to dress like that. But, like, I don't think I want to hang out with him in this video.
Okay. What if you were in a sad mood?
No.
No?
No, I have an aversion. I have an aversion to hanging out with him in this video. Okay. I love his acting, and he's fine, but, like, I don't know. This person needs to be alone.
What if you just saw the first 30 seconds of it?
Okay. That's interesting. I think I would want to help him.
Yeah.
But that's not music video night.
Is it not? It can be.
So you would have to...
It can be.
Oh, this is tough, Travis.
How many times have you helped me through a night by showing me a video that just changed my life?
Yes. Yeah. All okay.
Right, so...
Man.
Let's just end it there.
Yeah, let's please. I'm going to stay with no, sure, but my question mark is there. Fair enough. Okay. Shit.
BS rating? Is that or not BS? The nonsense rating. Nonsense. We're changing it. Yeah, nonsense rating.
I want to say something about apples, but it's too obvious. I don't know. Go first.
25 wardrobe malfunctions and one sad teenager.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's what it is.
I'm going to say one Eric Roberts demanding sparkling water.
Fair. Yeah, that's good too.
All right. Okay, real scores.
Real scores.
Wow. This is going to be difficult because I am way off, I think, on both. Am I?
I don't know. I'm going to let you guess first.
Okay. Man, I'm wrong on yours, though. Okay.
Probably.
5.95.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I knew as soon as we start talking.
But... This is a 9.12.
No, that's also wrong. That's
no, it's wrong. Not.
9.12?
9.12.
Wow. Okay. God damn.
Yeah. It's good. This is it's a music video. It has everything that I want from a music video. It's got the band, but not too much of the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's got singing. It's got dancing. It's got a storyline. It's got beautiful wardrobe and makeup. And it's perfect.
Okay.
Almost perfect.
You don't have to convince me that my score is wrong, because it clearly is. I know that.
Okay.
You would still have to convince me that it is in the nines, which I could see how... You could get there.
Yeah.
I can't get to a 9.
It's so good. It's so good. What'd you say your guess was for me? 5?
5.95.
God, that's so sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
All right, my guess for you, 6.99.
Closer than I was to you. I was a 6.15. We give ourselves this little moment.
Yeah. You know what? Do I want to let you change it now?
You don't have to.
Or do I want to wait till music video now?
I'm
no, I want you to change it now. What is it now?
I'm going up, which is going to make your guess for me much better. I'm going to a 6.95.
Okay.
So you're only 0.04 Fair. Away, which was, I think for our last video, we were 0.04 apart. We are still 0.04 apart.
Yeah, you know what? I'm okay with that. I was fine with you being in the high sixes.
Okay.
6.9 was kind of my bar for, like, if Jared's not over 6.9, he's absolutely insane. And I don't know if we can do this together.
This episode, you convinced me, I think, throughout it to go up. I couldn't give it and I don't even feel right giving it an 8. Do you think?
That's fine. I love it. Yeah. I think it is, and again, I've told you this, I score a lot of videos on how much work goes into a video.
Okay.
They put in so much work to make this as beautiful as it is.
Yeah.
And they put in all the aspects that I look for. So,
and set decoration, the production value, the colors, it's all right. Everything is right. I just got really tired of it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm looking forward to you not watching it for about a month and then us doing a music video.
Okay. I mean, I didn't watch it for 15 years and
you watched it too many times.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You put in the effort.
We do have interesting. I want to look at maybe right after this what your score for Bad Romance is.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, that's it. We're done there. Next pick. What do we got? It's in my book.
I have no idea. I don't have any of this, actually.
Next is Which, you know what, Travis? Goddamn. Okay, so we're about to watch the same video. Because the next video is Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved.
Veto.
Veto. Again, he's hit it twice. Okay? I'm not super mad.
I can't do it.
It's okay. It's
I can't do it. So this is the second. By the way, listeners, he has tried this two seasons in a row. And this is the second season I am vetoing. Which means he's on the spot right now. So he doesn't have to choose his next video unless he's already got one lined up.
I thought if you veto, you get to pick.
Do I have to pick?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because I don't have a backup. It's okay. You don't have to. It's vetoed.
It is vetoed. I can't do this video. I really can't. I'll say mostly because...
Is Eric Roberts in it too?
I don't remember. But there's not a good version of it.
Okay.
Every single one of them are terrible quality.
Okay.
And I can't do another bad quality video. So,
I was just thinking... Vetoed. I was just thinking while we watched it, like, it's another, like, affair, secret relationship.
Yeah. And like, I know you want to do this video so bad, and I want to feel bad for vetoing it, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Look.
Not even a little bit.
What's the vibe right now? Do you feel like I'm mad about it?
Nope, not at all.
I'm not. I was more upset the first time.
Yeah, okay, you were.
Yeah, this is okay. I'm okay with it. I am curious, because now you have to find another 2004 video. So, you did this.
It's true. So stay tuned. Guys, next week is a surprise for everybody. Yep. You're not going to know what video we're doing until you tune in, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Me too.
Okay.
Well, guys, follow our TikTok Music Video Night podcast. We have an Instagram. You can email us at themusicvideonightpodcast@gmail.com or just message us if you want to. It doesn't matter.
Guys, go check out these TikToks. I'm telling you, Jared puts in a lot of work to make really good TikToks where I fall short and don't do them and give him all the credit, but they're really good. Go check them out. They're a lot of fun to watch. That's it, guys. Thanks for listening. We love you. That's Jared.
That's still Travis.
Peace.
Bye.